Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. We certainly would love to hear from you, so send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And today, we're welcoming back author Greg Mayo to our show. Now, Greg has spent years speaking about the issues regarding masculinity, abortion, and healing, and how to claim an authentic relationship with God. He is the author of a great book that I highly recommend, Almost Daddy, and he is here today to continue a conversation on his new book, Unraveled Roots for Men. And we have enjoyed reading it and learning. We love learning and growing. And you always feel like you're being stretched, or God's bringing a nuance into and say, how do you see this? Did you think about this? And the beautiful thing about the journey of healing is that you are always a new person, right? You're never the same. That maybe you read that a year ago, or you read a book about that a year ago, but then it's a new book and you're a new person in that season.
And so he just invites you, especially men, there's an Unraveled Roots for Women as well, to go over these areas to hear testimonies and witnesses from people who were impacted by abandonment, addiction, abuse, codependency, the various nuances and dimensions of those areas of abandonment, addiction, abuse, codependency. And so, you know, I just read the book and I looked over the four areas and I said, maybe that's why I have some of these symptoms or act the way I do, because of this area of abandonment or an area of codependency. I learned a lot in the area of codependency that, you know, was a revelation to me of what codependency is and how it works. And then examining yourself saying, are you codependent here, you know? And so you got to get to the facts. It's sanity to get to the facts of how you were raised, things that happened, brokenness, deal with the facts and make a decision to go a new way. To have relationships with people. We get hurt in relationships, especially, you know, parental. No parents are perfect, as, you know, Greg is saying. And you get healed up through relationships. Even the disciples were healed up through their relationships with one another. It's an excellent book recommended for every man. Unraveled Roots, the root causes of the behaviors that are destructive in our lives, that don't advance us. But we gotta be sane. We need to know what's causing this, what's going on, what happened, and choose another way, and by the grace of God, be filled with the power to walk in a new way and to continue to journey on to get all the healing we need until we finish our race. We'll be right back. There's plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today, again, is Greg Mayo, and he's here to continue his beautiful conversation about his book, Unraveled Roots for Men. You could go out to his website, gregmayoauthor.com. Well, we want you quickly, because we have a lot to talk about. Our show was full and beautiful yesterday. You know, recap quickly about the book and the four damaging causes in men's lives.
Okay, so Unraveled Roots for Men. The four areas we focus on are abandonment, abuse, addiction, and codependency. And these, you have to think of them in terms of behaviors, dysfunctions, whatever, that existed in your home as a child, right? And that's kind of where we start. And I think it's really important to note that it doesn't read like a textbook. Number one, I wrote it and I refuse to write like that. But number two, because I don't want to read that either. Mm-hmm. But number two, the chapters are formatted in such a way that first we introduce the concept.
Right.
What is abandonment really? Mm-hmm. Right? And we talked about this yesterday. And after we talk about it, then we talk about the lies we believed about ourselves because we were abandoned. Yeah. And then we talk about the truth. After we understand the lies, and we got to talk about the truth, right? Yeah. We have some questions in each chapter, and then also a testimony that is a man's story about how he experienced abuse or abandonment or whatever. So each chapter is its own little thing, right? Its whole little world. Mm-hmm. And they don't build on each other, but what we find when we go into any kind of healing is that these issues overlap. Mm-hmm. There's a Venn diagram of dysfunction, my dad used to call it, where I might be really keying on the abandonment thing, but the more I learn, the more I realize, oh, I've got codependency too.
Yeah, I actually experienced that reading the book. And so I was kind of like, well, I'm reading these other people's stories. It's not a one-to-one thing. But you just start reading through and you're teaching on what it is and maybe there's some nuances there. And all of a sudden you're saying like, well, you know, where do I fit in this? Or maybe where did I get a wound here along the way? So it was really, really helpful, those areas. You say it's kind of an introductory book in some ways, you know? And it's profound in terms of what it brings forth, but it's easy to understand. And I think the Spirit's really at work to saying, you know, just bringing up stuff in a beautiful way so that we could be sane, to know the facts of our lives, the lies that we've believed, how we're acting out in that. And then you bring it to a place of decision. Then you got to make a choice. You know, what do you want your future to be? And it's by God's grace and power, but it's also by our volitional will. You know, I want something different here. Mm-hmm. Who is this book for? What's the format of the book for others? Is it just an individual book? Is it a group book? How do you use this?
So, yes. Yeah. And I don't say that to be flippant. We have some guys that'll order the book and read through it, and I'll get a note. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, that was terrific. Got in touch with this. Now I'm off. Terrific. And then I've done virtual groups with it, where it's just what it sounds like, you know, the advent of Zoom and all that, where we'll go through it. It only takes 6 weeks to get through the book. And so you're right, it is very introductory by design. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't want to overwhelm people. We don't want to just snow them in. We just want them to get a little sampling. Mm-hmm. And because once somebody starts to feel a little bit of relief from that pain and whatever, it makes them want to go on. It makes them want to learn more.
Yeah.
And so I've seen it go both ways. I know people, I found out a couple months ago that there's a group at my church using the book. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And they don't know I go to church there. So it's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell them when I get back. But
that's wonderful.
So it's, and that's the other thing. It's a real organic flow to it, right? It's not, there's no rigidity to it. Yeah. Everybody's going to get a little something different. Yeah. But again, hopefully it makes them
go further. I think the beautiful thing too about it is like for a man to pick it up and to be open to the beauty and the truth of it. And because sometimes we get stuck. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like, and you can't even identify why you're stuck, why you're unhappy, why you're acting this way, you know? And it's just enough information to cry out to God and go, I need more help. I need to get unstuck. Where you just, it triggers something.
That's exactly what I was thinking, the word trigger.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And that should make us want to work more. Mm-hmm. What does St. Augustine say? And I use sailing metaphors all the time because I'm a really bad person or sailor that actually enjoys it. But St. Augustine said, God will provide the wind, but man still has to raise the sail. Mm-hmm. It's that kind of thing, right? The information's out there. Mm-hmm. The information's out there in the secular psychology world. It's out there in the Gospels. We have to do our part. We have to take the next step, whatever that may be.
Yeah. And this book as well, I mean, I could see this being handed to somebody that doesn't profess faith, as well as those who do profess faith. So it's that kind of book, you know, if you could share with just about any man. And I think the Lord's grace will work. The natural law is being witnessed to. They're saying, yeah, this happened, I'm broken. This is just true in terms of the mind, how things work, how I view myself, behavior, what's destructive, what's not. And that's just truth. That's there. And so I think it's really could be used broadly, and I just wanted our people to know that.
Well, sorry.
Go ahead, go.
Well, that's by design, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the idea that I have to have context if I want to talk to you about the gospel. If I want to talk to you about the power of Christ, maybe you have religious abuse, which we cover in there, or some other wound that makes it really hard for you to receive any kind of message of faith. And it's not a bait and switch thing. It's simply, think of the woman caught in adultery. Mm-hmm. What did Jesus do? There were a bunch of men standing around getting ready to stone her. The first thing he did was take care of the immediate problem, the immediate anxiety, right? Once they all dispersed, she said, do you condemn me? He said, where are your condemners? And she said, well, they're gone. And he said, well, I don't condemn you. And then he said, now go and sin no more.
Right.
So this is a way to get someone into, but what we find is when you peel off some of that pain, you realize you're not really mad at God. Mm-hmm. You don't hate God. You don't want separation from God. Yeah. And we know that because that's not our natural state anyway. Yeah. But what we find is that your spirit starts softening. And so that's why it's designed for anybody of our religion or no religion. It doesn't matter.
How does this book help with men that are post-abortive?
Great question. Abortion healing is not the end of the journey. Mm-hmm. We know that. For some men, it's not even the beginning. But when you get through the abortion is the middle of the story, Joy. I think that's the best way I can say it. Mm-hmm. When you get through the healing from the abortion, what you'll find is that there's a whole bunch of stuff that led up to it in your childhood, to where an abortion was even a possibility. An unplanned pregnancy was even a possibility. Mm-hmm. And so it helps men go back and now set the table there, now clear all that away. And then what we find is that guys then get through an abortion healing book and they get through that book and then they get onto the next thing. They dig deeper into the pornography addiction or alcoholism or you know, whatever it is.
You know, in pro-life circles regarding abortion, there's a term dramatic reenactment, and that we have so many repeat abortions that are taking place because abortion's the middle of the story. You know, you got to get to the roots of what's going on here. You've got to humanize that child. You have to face what you need to face. You have to face the lies. This is what you're saying in your book, and get the facts. And what's happening, you know, in these issues of, you know, abandonment and all the other areas that you're covering is we're not really in touch with that, and we keep revisiting them, acting those out again. And until we understand that this behavior doesn't bring any kind of production, why it happened, and resolve that to some degree, we're going to keep repeating this. So it's a key context for stopping repeat abortions or repeat infidelities, perverted sexuality, whatever. You just seem to revisit it and try to master it, and you can't master this thing.
Right.
It's destructive because it's insanity. You don't know why you're doing what you're doing. Where's the wound? But you're saying we got to deal with these roots. So this is critical to abortion or other behaviors that are destructive to myself or to the human person.
And back in the 80s and 90s, they called this stage two and stage three recovery, what we're doing. My dad, I mentioned yesterday that he was an alcoholic and he left when I was five. What I didn't mention is that when he died 3 years ago, he had 46 years of sobriety.
Well,
and my dad and I had an incredible relationship, and he found God and all that kind of thing. So, but my dad would talk about guys that would come into meetings, the kind of meetings he went to for being an alcoholic, and they'd be 20 years sober and tell a story of that day, how they just had to white knuckle it and not drink. And I remember asking my dad why, and he said, well, it's simple. They haven't dealt with what made them drink in the first place. It's the same thing with Unraveled Roots. That's what we're doing. What got you to the abortion crossroad? Were you abandoned? Were you looking for affection from your mother and you didn't get it, so you looked for it in women? Did you separate yourself from God and therefore followed secular life? You know, there's all these different things.
And it's not only choosing behaviors that are bad behaviors. Sometimes, you know, we're just a victim and we can't function properly or behave properly because we're full of anxiety and fear. If something's missing, like the abandonment kind of area, the resource isn't there, or something wasn't poured into us, and you still don't get that. Others, it's making choices that are really, you know, destructive. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, like, I don't know why I feel the way I feel. Lord, I don't know if I'll ever know that in fullness, but whatever it is, I need to deal with this because it's not productive in the relationships that I'm having.
Right.
It seems like a different dimensions to these things.
There is, and we talk about in that book and a lot of other places, there are multiple layers to healing. And you even talked in the intro to the show about, hey, you may revisit this subject in a year. You're a different person, right? It's that Greek philosopher Heraclitus who said, you can never step in the same river twice. Because you pull your foot out and put it right back in, the river's already changed, and so have you. And so that's why we talk about those layers, Jim. We talk about how you may brush up against a need to heal from abandonment, but then in a couple of years, as you've learned more and grown more, you may realize there's more I got to go back here and do. That's the beauty of the 12 steps, right?
Right. And that's the beauty of the journey of life. And that's why, as a people of God, we have to be holy and pure and keep pursuing, right? And just saying, so we could get rid of all the things that entangle us, right?
Yep.
And that's forever. Would you, in your experiences, would you say that most men need healing?
Yes. Mm. And my experience would also say most men aren't aware of it. Mm. I can't tell you the number of guys who have said, well, that's just how I am.
Yeah. Take me as I am. This is it. This is as good as it gets.
And I think, how sad. Mm. I've spent my entire adult life trying to become better.
Right. And be a better version of you.
Right. And I will spend the rest of it doing the very same. Mm-hmm. To get to this place in life where you think, well, this is just how it is, to me, that's tragic.
Right.
Now, the work is hard. It can be. And it can be messy and it can be painful. And maybe that's, you know, my boots I've had for 10 years, they're comfortable. Yeah, they're broken and maybe my feet hurt some days, but I'm just used to them. I'll just keep wearing them.
But choose your hard. Work is hard. Being stuck is hard.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bring this up periodically now since I turned 70.
And you're young.
Yeah. And so... So 70, and you know, when I turned 70, the day I turned 70, I said to the Lord, you know, it's been a lot in my life, these 70, Lord, you know, where are we going? What do you want from me? Like, what do you want? And he said, I want the best of you. Mm. And I just said, wow. And I really feel like that was the Lord. He wants the best of me at this point in my life. So you got to be teachable. You got to be open. He wants
gotta
the best.
Got to be docile.
He's not saying, I want the best or I'm going to judge. He said, I want you to be the best, you know, and I want the best, whatever that means. Might not be a new ministry or starting a ministry. It just might be, you know, getting ready to meet me face to face, and I want the best of you. But that's what I hear you saying. And you say it throughout your book. You know, it's a journey. And it seems like we're always in between, you know, where we are and what's coming. Hopefully where we are is getting better versus because we're connected with the past. But the future isn't going to be like it is exactly now. Because we're supposed to be going from glory to glory.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In the Lord and getting better and offering Him the best. I mean, that's what it's getting down to as you move towards the end of your life. It's just like, Lord, I want to get ready for that. I don't want to shrink back in fear. I just want to give you the best, whatever that is. You know it more than I know it. Would you do that in me? I want to learn these areas, see where I was wounded and hurt. But I have one area, you know, and I just said to the Lord, I don't even know why I am the way I am, but you have permission just to move in me. If you want to show me, fine. If you don't, fine. But I don't want to, you know, be quite like this, you know. And right. I want to move on.
Right. It father me where I've mm-hmm. not been fathered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, teach me where I'm weak. You know, show me what I need to learn.
Heal me where I've not been healed.
Right.
And maybe not from any other individual, just from being.
And John Bradshaw, in a book called Homecoming, talks about that sort of original pain work and going back and visiting childhood. Mm-hmm. Now, for me personally, he went a little too far with it. I give him grace. He wrote in the late 80s when there was all that going on, right? But it is that idea, it that constant connection with God, that constant seeking. If I really believe that you're the God, the grand architect of the universe, and you know all things, then why would I not ask you every day what I need to do to improve this thing you made?
Right.
And to move closer to the purpose you made me for.
We're going to pause right at that point. That's key Excellent. Issue there. Go to GregMayoAuthor.com. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back for a few more minutes. Please don't go away. Wrapping up our conversation with author Greg Mayo, sharing about unraveled roots, four causes of damaging behaviors in men that result in bad fruit. We want good fruit. What do you say to guys, you know, you talk about unraveling the roots, that just say, well, I'm forgiven. Like, why do I have to do this work?
I hear that from guys all the time. Everywhere I speak around the country, guys say the same thing. Guys in New Zealand say it. I did a virtual thing in New Zealand. And a guy said, hey, mate, I'm not going to try to do the accent. But they say it all the time. And what I say to them is, of course you're forgiven. But that St. Augustine quote I just shared, mm-hmm. God will provide the wind, we have to mm-hmm. raise the sails. That doesn't mean there's not work for you to do. Mm-hmm. If you pray for rain and God sends the rain and you didn't plant seed, who failed? You are God. And so it's one thing to be forgiven by yes. Christ. It's the other thing to listen to the prodding of the Holy Spirit for the work he wants us to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think a lot of guys shy away from the work out of fear. But I would say, don't be afraid. Be more afraid of living the same life you've been living. Mm.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Yeah, I encourage our priests when they're hearing confessions, if somebody comes forth with, I've had an abortion, thinking of women here in particular, that they have material to give to them. Because it says to them, it's not only about forgiveness, it's about getting in touch with how this happened and the roots.
Yep.
Same thing with men. Maybe I'll say to go, you know, your book or something. They should have some materials on what you're doing with men that are coming. Mm-hmm. Because yes, you are forgiven. But are you really set free? You're set free from the sin, but it's like, do you understand? Have you made the connection? Or you may be going this way. Again, it may not even be, but maybe other areas. So there's that thing of forgiveness that you know, you've received from the Lord and him alone through the priest, we believe as well, saying it. And but that doesn't mean you've done the work or that you might not need more work.
Right.
Or so, even if you've done a book, then there could be a retreat weekend, or there's always more.
What are you
there's
offering?
There's more layers.
What are you offering? How do people get in touch with you? What are you offering electronically? What are you offering in person?
So, Joy, we are working on a model for a retreat weekend mm-hmm. where we go into a whole lot of, but it's going to be an experiential model where you're actually doing stuff. Mm-hmm. Right now, we've developed a half-day workshop called Healing the Whole Man. Mm-hmm. Where we talk about not only abortion healing, but the stuff in that book, but also what life looks like on the other side of both, mm-hmm. generational trauma, generational healing. If people want to reach out and go to my website, gregmayoauthor.com, and reach me there, I do keynotes, I do workshops, I do virtual, whatever I can do to get the word out. Mm-hmm. Because here's what I honestly believe, and every time I say it, I feel like I'm sounding hokey, but it's the God's honest truth. When I took on this ministry in November of 20, I told God, whatever you want to do, I'm all in. Mm-hmm. And you got to be careful when you say that to God.
Sure.
But so I've gone in churches where I've spoken to three guys. I've done half-day workshops for 27 priests. Like mm-hmm. I've been in large churches where there's 2,000 people. I mm-hmm. don't care.
Right.
Whoever needs the message. Mm-hmm. Because the more men that we can help lead to healing, not heal, I can't heal anybody, mm-hmm. but the more men we can show the path, we can open the door for, mm-hmm. our churches elevate, our families elevate, our society elevates,
right.
everybody went, there's no mm-hmm. lose to
right.
men healing.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Greg, thank you so much. Thanks for doing the second book, Unraveled Roots. You're always welcome here. Pray that you have been blessed mm-hmm. by this time. Go to EWTNRC.com and his website as well, Unraveled Roots. For men, for causes of damaging behavior. You're an important part of this family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.